Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Today is Wednesday, January 15th. What to know today about the Senate impeachment trial? A moment after last night's Democratic debate getting some attention now, and a Delta flight's emergency landing. Plus, the WNBA's landmark deal, a new report about dating apps and privacy, and who won the title of Jeopardy's greatest of all time. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. All right, the delay is over. Expect a few things to happen today that will take us from impeaching President Trump a month ago to now the Senate impeachment trial. First thing, the House will take a historic vote today to send the impeachment articles to the Senate, setting the stage for only the third trial of an American president. Remember, Democrats in the House already impeached President Trump for two things: abuse of power for pressuring Ukraine to investigate his political rivals, and obstruction of Congress for not providing the subpoenaed documents and testimony during the impeachment inquiry. Now it'll be up to the Senate to hold a trial and decide whether to remove Trump from office. Another thing expected today, House Democrats will likely announce the so-called impeachment managers. They will essentially be the prosecutors in the Senate trial. The lawmakers in the Senate will be like the jurors. This week will include some of the formalities to get things going. For example, the Washington Post reports the House impeachment managers will physically take the articles to the Senate in a high-profile procession. Later, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Roberts, who will be presiding over this trial, is expected to make all 100 senators take an oath to be impartial. But keep in mind, this is still a partisan process. In fact, some Senate Republicans have already made it clear they're on Trump's side and plan to work directly with his legal team since they don't think he should have been impeached in the first place. As the trial nears, lawmakers are still fighting about some of the rules, like will there be any new witnesses allowed to testify? In fact, just last night, Democrats released new documents from a close associate of Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. The AP reports there are text messages, phone records, and more, including a handwritten note talking about getting Ukraine's president to investigate, quote, the Biden case, which, of course, is at the heart of Trump's impeachment, though some critics are questioning the credibility of the guy behind the documents. More to come. Stay tuned. 6 2020 presidential hopefuls took the stage in Des Moines, Iowa last night. Three of the biggest issues at the two-hour Democratic debate were foreign policy, healthcare, and electability. The debate began with talk about war and the Middle East. There were some differences and attacks between candidates, but overall, they agreed the U.S. must return to the Iran nuclear deal. As for healthcare, it's a similar story we've talked about before. The more progressive candidates, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, made their pitches for Medicare for All, while the more moderate candidates, Joe Biden, Amy Klobuchar, and Pete Buttigieg, attacked the potential price tag for those plans. Billionaire Tom Steyer said, "This is getting repetitive, and everyone on the stage wants affordable healthcare." All right, last issue to chat about here, electability. It got brought up when moderators asked about the dispute between Warren and Sanders that we mentioned yesterday. Warren has said Sanders told her back in 2018 that a woman could not become president. But Sanders insists he would never say that. It wasn't the all-out fight some were expecting, but Warren took the opportunity to address the question head-on. Can a woman beat President Trump? She said the only two people on the stage who have won every election they've been in are the two women. And while there were no major fireworks on stage, an on-camera interaction between Warren and Sanders after the debate is getting the attention. You can't hear what they're saying, but it seems it's less than friendly. A Delta plane had to make an emergency landing, and on its way back to the airport in Los Angeles, it dumped thousands of gallons of jet fuel over the city. CBS News reports it fell on several schools, so dozens of students and staff were outside and reported minor skin and lung irritations. Thankfully, no one was hospitalized, and everyone on the plane is okay, too. But it's definitely an unusual situation. The Delta flight left LA and was on its way to China when it had to circle back due to an engine emergency. And because it was loaded up with fuel for the long trip, the pilots had to get rid of some of it to land safely. Experts told CBS they should have dropped the fuel over the nearby water instead of the city. But again, no one was seriously hurt. Major League Baseball's cheating scandal has now affected another team. The Boston Red Sox manager, Alex Cora, is out of a job. USA Today reports he was fired for stealing signs when he coached for the Houston Astros 2 years ago. And the Red Sox decided not to wait to see what punishment he could get from the league for possibly bringing that scheme with him to Boston. The AP reports he was considered a ringleader of the plan to cheat. So how did it work? The Astros apparently used a camera to decipher catchers' signals. Then they would bang a trash can with a bat to let hitters know what pitch was coming. Remember, the Astros' GM and manager were also fired this week for taking part. But in some better sports news, basketball players in the WNBA might be getting a significant pay raise. ESPN reports the league and its union have agreed to a landmark deal that would bump pay and benefits for the players. It hasn't been given the final okay, but assuming it goes through, the average compensation for WNBA players would surpass six figures for the very first time. And top players could even earn more than $500,000 a year. Plus, better benefits, like getting paid a full salary while on maternity leave, and improved travel accommodations. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor this week, Zola. I remember the excitement of getting engaged. We were on a beach, and it was beautiful. And then the next thing I know, there's a lot of decision-making to do. I wish I knew about Zola back then to take some of the stuff off of my plate. Zola makes wedding planning easier and less stressful with wedding websites, a registry, invites, and a guest list manager all in one place. Zola's free wedding websites can be created in minutes with cool features like an online RSVP page, and guests can shop Zola's highest rated registry of all time right from your Zola website. Plus, Zola has beautiful, affordable invites, and they'll help you track online RSVPs with a free guest list manager. Zola has helped a million couples get married, so they will help you too. Go to Zola.com/newsworthy today to use promo code SAVE50 to get 50% off your Save the Dates. You can also get a free personalized paper sample before you purchase. That's 50% off Save the Dates at Zola.com/newsworthy with the promo code SAVE50. Now back to the news. It's a big week for Microsoft's operating system, Windows 10. For one, it's telling PC owners still using Windows 7 to upgrade for free ASAP, because support, like security patches for the old version, is now ending. But here's the thing. On the same day of that announcement, details were released about a security issue with Windows 10, potentially impacting hundreds of millions of computers. TechCrunch says Microsoft has already issued a free security fix at this point, so it should be safe now to use Windows 10. And the company says it found no evidence that anyone took advantage of this bug already. A new report found popular dating apps are sharing users' personal information. The Norwegian Consumer Council says apps like Grindr, OkCupid, and Tinder are sharing users' locations, sexual preferences, and political views with advertisers to help them send more targeted ads. So now Business Insider says the report's authors are calling on U.S. and European regulators to investigate to see if the apps are violating any privacy laws. Match Group, which owns both Tinder and OkCupid, told news outlets they have strict contracts with vendors for those services and comply with privacy laws. Grindr said it values users' privacy and describes its data practices in its privacy policy. So this would be a bizarre first date. The Japanese billionaire who prepaid SpaceX for a trip to the moon, once it's possible for paying passengers, is looking for a single woman to go with him. This is apparently part of a matchmaking documentary known as Full Moon Lovers, which will air on a Japanese streaming service. The show's description says the 44-year-old billionaire, Yusaku Mizawa, is looking for someone with a bright personality and has to be interested in going to space. Forbes says applicants have until this Friday to apply, and some applicants will go on dates with him until a final decision is made in March. The couple would then be the first paying customers to fly on the SpaceX Starship rocket with an expected launch date of 2023. It's official now. Ken Jennings is the greatest Jeopardy contestant of all time. He claimed the title last night and will now get a $1 million prize. Jeopardy has been holding a special tournament this month with its top three winners ever, Ken Jennings, James Holzhauer, and Brad Rutter. The first to three victories in this series was named the GOAT, or greatest of all time. In the end, that was Jennings, who won the required three games after just four total matches. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And today we're talking about the millions of jobs available right now in the U.S. New decade, new opportunities. Money Magazine says at the start of 2020, there are more than 7.3 million job openings, and that's about three times as many as the beginning of the last decade. In fact, there are about 1.4 million more job openings than there are job seekers. So where are all these jobs? The Bureau of Labor Statistics says hotels and restaurants have the most openings right now, followed by trucking and warehouse workers. Miners and loggers will have the hardest time finding work. All right, thank you so much for listening today. As always, you can read more about the stories we mentioned at thenewsworthy.com under the Episodes tab, or check the episode description in your podcast app. The Newsworthy is here for you every weekday by 4 in the morning, so we'll chat again tomorrow. Have a great day.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.